WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs kicked in overnight. More than 90 countries are now facing tariffs ranging from 15 to 40%. The Kremlin says President Putin has agreed to a summit with President Trump to discuss the war in Ukraine. Weekly jobless numbers are out.
The latest look at weekly claims for unemployment benefits finds 226,000 filings in the week leading up to August 2nd. That's an increase of 7,000 from the week before. In all, 1.9 million Americans are receiving benefits, 38,000 more than the last week of July.
ABC's Jim Ryan, last week's numbers showed a major slowdown in employment. President Trump didn't agree with that, so he had the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics fired. Investigators piecing together how an active duty service member allegedly opened fire on his fellow soldiers, wounding five of them. It happened at Fort Stewart, Georgia. A computer glitch at United Airlines stranding thousands of people yesterday. There was a ground stop that was lifted, but there are residual problems today. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Affordable housing is one of the biggest issues facing Madison and Dane County. And now we've learned hundreds more units have been finished in the last couple months. City officials are working to add 15,000 units to the housing supply by 2030. That work got off to a slow start this year, and city officials expected it to ramp up once the weather got warmer. Well, now data shows they were right. Back in May, only about 500 homes had been completed so far in 2025. Now, just a couple months later, it's up to 1,200. Only about 90 of those are considered affordable, meaning they're only available to people who make 60% or less of the city's median income. More homes with that designation are coming, though. About 1,300 are currently under construction. Included in that number are units in the Teresa Terrace neighborhood. The Community Development Authority owned old duplexes that needed so much work that it made more sense to build something new. Now work is done on six townhomes. They're all more than 2,000 square feet, have three bedrooms, and will always be rented to people with lower incomes, anywhere from $54,000 to $78,000, depending on the size of the family. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We want to encourage more of what we describe as this missing middle housing, which is just a fancy way of saying that we wanted to prove that you could build townhomes in a neighborhood like this, but that they would look good and that people would want to live in them and they would fit right in with the neighborhood.
The first tenants are moving in soon. A new development could be coming to the old Oscar Mayer property. The State Journal reports a company called the Annex Group wants to build an apartment building with retail space on a portion of that huge parking lot. All of the nearly 250 units would be considered income restricted. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. Right now, 71 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
Water beer.
Hate that
okay.
stuff.
I still can't understand knuckleheads that go in and buy this stuff because it's cheap. Is that really the value you put on your life? Cheap cases of beer? Oh, my God. I've been saving it up for 20 years.
You've been carrying that around a long time.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. As summer winds down, we're still enjoying the outdoors. We'll be joined by Casey Hicks of the Wisconsin Conservation Voters next time to talk about how we preserve Wisconsin's outdoor heritage. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Oh, there's bad news of fans of living. Because Health Secretary RFK Jr. just pulled $500 million in funding for vaccine development. Now, we have 10 more months of this show. And I want to give a measured, nonpartisan response here. You roid-addled Nepo Connie.
Our next guest has no thoughts on that.
Not at all. Yeah. None.
And also, Trump has just assigned himself as the chair of the LA Olympics. We'll wonder if Mayor Bass has any thoughts on that.
Oh.
We'll ask her in just a few minutes. Okay.
I'm going to get bad news I want from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, hi, on this very doomy morning. Good morning, Dr. Doom.
Good morning there, Stephanie Miller. Hey, what's that round? Is that a new lighting arrangement you got there in front of you? That big round circle.
Oh, I have a ring light, yes.
It's cool. You look absolutely glowing.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Could be something radioactive in the, I don't know, the water.
Okay.
So, anyway, yes, you obviously had thoughts on this. Anti-vaccine conspiracist Bobby Jr. just ended development of mRNA vaccines, precisely the innovation that saved millions of lives during COVID. What a reckless policy based on pure BS and misinformation that will delay by years our ability to prevent the spread of next bio threats. Not to mention cancer research that this is having efficacy in, right?
Yeah. You know, this, I don't know what a step too far would be with this guy, but there's apparently no limit. Because as horrified as we are today about this pronouncement yesterday, who the hell knows what's coming tonight, tomorrow, the next day? And it's this steady stream of non-scientific BS that is actually going to have a terrible consequence for Americans, if actually globally, but for Americans who will not get the benefit when the next pandemic happens, the next outbreaks happen, they won't get the benefits of a rapidly developed, very effective vaccine that'll help prevent disaster, a calamity.
Yeah.
You know, the regular vaccine process to develop one from scratch using the old methods is a 5 to 10 year process, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
This is 6 months to 12 months, which is really ironically what Donald J. Trump called for in Operation Warp Speed. That produced the COVID vaccine that saved millions of lives.
Yeah.
Which is now backtracked on. So there you go.
Here's one headline that gives me hope this morning, Doc. He's lying. Conservatives and liberals torch RFK Jr. for baseless assault on vaccines. I mean, as Stephen Colbert put it, you know, in a way that was humorous, but, you know, for fans of living. I mean, yeah. that kind of, you know, includes everyone left to right. But Bobby Kennedy sparked a rare moment of unity between conservatives and liberals who torched him yesterday for canceling nearly $500 million in federal contracts for the development of mRNA vaccines. The move was met with widespread backlash from commentators on both sides of the political aisle who raged the move was madness and called Kennedy's rationale nonsense. I mean, are we getting closer to some sort of scientific sanity in this country?
No.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions? No.
All right. Well, good night.
No. We're going farther and faster away from scientific credibility. Now, country is becoming, our country, a laughingstock globally because we're so backward. We're getting stupider and stupider. Is that proper?
Yes.
Or is it more stupid?
Yeah. The movie was Dumb and Dumber, but yeah, it's close enough.
Dumb and Dumber. It's laughable, but deadly. This is what we're dealing with now. Policies that come from demons floating around in Bobby Kennedy's head that have nothing to do with science. He's figured out how to use scientific terms like antigen drift, and he has no idea what in God's name he's talking about.
Yeah.
But the problem is now that he's an HHS secretary and not just some nut job out there in the Hastings there, he is having an influence on issues that will be a matter of life and death for us.
Okay. Well, here's another. Jerome Adams, who was Trump's Surgeon General, said, "I've tried to be objective and non-alarmist in response to the current HHS actions, but quite frankly, this move is going to cost lives. The mRNA technology has uses that go far beyond vaccines, and the vaccine they helped develop in record time is credited with saving millions." He ended his missive with a head-exploding emoji. I mean, so... It seems like
I cannot begin to tell you how significant it is coming from Jerome Adams, who was an absolute Trump sycophant.
Yes.
And I am incredibly happy that Dr. Adams is, in fact, coming out like that. But I'll tell you, I wish that the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics would come out and they should be the ones to be flaming RF Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
It is their patients that are going to be suffering here, and they've been lame and meek and really absurdly passive about an issue like this.
Well, you've talked about it and you've posted about it, about how many years this will set us back and what it will take to try to reverse this.
Yeah.
I said last hour, Doc, mRNA research isn't stopping. It's stopping in America. I mean, we are literally, the world is leaving us behind.
We've become medical fools, and we're being led in a kind of a clown parade by an absolute vaccine conspiracist, and really a man who I believe is mentally unstable. I'm saying this, I'm trying to act serious here, because he, in fact, is a clear and present danger to America's public health. He should be resigning. And by the way, I had a discussion with Paul Offit, one of our leading, you know him, Dr. Offit. And we were talking about at what point does even Donald Trump get embarrassed by the meanderings of this guy who has no idea what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Because, look, at the end of the day, and I tweeted about this also, this is going to be on Trump. If Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s policies cause some tremendous excess deaths from the next outbreak of a serious disease,
bird flu,
that'll be on Donald Trump. And I think people should be out there reminding that this is Trump's problem, not just Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. And there's apparently a new strain of COVID. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's so yeah. You talked about, you said, so Brown University has joined Harvard and Columbia in succumbing to Trump's outrageous blackmailing. Duke may be next, all lining up, knees bent like the supplicant law firms and corporations. We fear the tyrant more than the tyranny. This, too, will not end well. I'm looking for heroes. I mentioned out here in California, they just suspended $584 million in federal grants for UCLA. Double what was previously thought. The chancellor there said if these funds remain suspended, it will be devastating for UCLA and for Americans across the nation, you know, noting the groundbreaking research that has come out of the university. I mean, obviously world-renowned USC, UCLA
Correct.
Medical.
Correct. And,
I say that as a USC girl. I mean,
yeah,
I'm giving props.
I know that. You know, I was wrong. I thought it was going to be Duke that was next, but it turned out to be UCLA right in your own backyard there. You know, one of the things I've noticed in the Twitterverse here is that people keep saying, well, the universities deserve it. They did this, they did that, they're not taking care of it. You know, it's not the universities that suffer.
Right.
I mean, they suffer, but the consequence is on all of us, on ourselves, our children, our parents, et cetera, who won't get the benefit of the high-quality medical research being conducted by American universities across the country. And it's like absolutely shooting ourselves in the collective feet here now, and it's appalling. And where's the Congress stepping?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
Well, you said last week he canceled a meeting of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. This week he wants to fire them. He's clearly on a crazed mission to degrade America's healthcare and gut medical research. And you just ask, where's the resistance? Because, you know, disease is not partisan. The fact that, you know, every single one of us has had, our families have been touched by cancer at some point, that, you know,
It is right. It's not partisan, although there are some diseases that actually don't like Republicans, but other than that, no,
Republicans that don't get vaccinated or mask up during a pandemic.
You know, I remember during COVID, there were studies done to see where the highest rates of death were from COVID. Where were they? They were in the red states where people were resisting vaccines.
Yes.
Look, no one, I don't care what your ideology is and what your politics are, no one should die from a disease that's preventable by vaccine and by smart medical policies. But we've managed to put ourselves in a corner here where a lot of people are suffering that should not be.
Yep.
I'm thinking about the elderly and children and pregnant women, all the vulnerable populations out there who deserve better than we're getting from RFK Jr. and his team of fools there.
We've said this before as someone that's been relentlessly hit upon by Bobby Kennedy Jr., despite being gay, someone that's known him, he is a complete and total dangerous crank at this point. I and a lot of people that used to know him, I cannot tell you what's happened to him. I can't diagnose him. But the stuff he said
How about his own relatives?
Yeah. Right.
But the stuff just this week.
His own freaking relatives are mortified. Uh-huh. And you remember that before he was confirmed, Caroline Kennedy came out with this powerful statement about how incompetent and out of his mind he was.
Well,
but
I just wanted to get
Bill
your take.
Cassidy and the other Republican senators said, you know, oh, whatever. And now we have him as not just a major influencer, but as Secretary of HHS, the largest, most powerful health agency on planet Earth. That's what we got.
I was just going to just get your take finally. It's just the stuff he said just
this
week.
I'm all riled up now.
I know. I mean, the stuff he said just this week is what did somebody call it, Chris? Like scientific racism. He just has such quacky thoughts. Like he was talking about, what was he saying? Like blacks don't need the vaccine because they have more antigens or something. I mean, you know, he said previously that COVID was engineered to spare Jews. Like he is just a complete and total nutcase.
We're talking about, like I've said before, if the guy had showed up in an emergency room with something, whatever, and started talking like he's talking publicly, they'd call a psych consult.
Yeah.
They would. We have a paranoid guy down here. We need some help from psych.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you,
what he said about mRNA research. Just, I mean, basically, it was something like that. You know, oh well, what we found is, you know, it wasn't that effective, or something on upper respiratory disease. It's like, the basic fact, Doc, that not just you being a doctor, but all of us know, the vaccine was not didn't prevent you from getting COVID. It prevented you from getting very ill or dying when it worked spectacularly in that vein. But it's just that basic misinformation that somehow the COVID vaccine didn't do anything is just insane.
The man is a profound liar in an administration filled with liars. This is what we have here. We have something that we've never seen before. Look, there's always been dishonesty in government and people making up crap and bringing us to wars and all of that stuff. But we've never had this infusion of dishonesty and greed in one administration in American history. Never.
Yep.
And we've always had the guardrails.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the guardrails are asleep at the wheel here. This is...
And Dr. Redliner, you just brought up Senator Bill Cassidy. He just criticized RFK Jr. for the massive cuts to vaccine funding. So
now a warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for your yes vote.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks. Thanks for the input.
Now a warning.
Yeah. How big is our too little, too late caucus at this point? Yeah. All right, Doc. We're late. Love you. See you next week, honey.
Thank you, Dr. Redliner.
Valiant, please.
Stat.
Bye, guys.
Doctor says stat. Wow. Can you do that? He just called in his own script. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile all of this. Okay, state of the world, right? Makes you angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going the wrong way. We're going to kill somebody, everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, if Bobby Brainworm has anything to do with it. Yeah. There are many ways you can make a difference, make this world a little bit better. One small, easy thing you do, switch your phone on over to Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the bendy, knee-y, kissy, ringy.
No-y.
Stuff. Chisel. Yeah.
What?
They have donated over $95 million to those progressive nonprofits that are fighting with you. So join Credo right now. You get a great phone company, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. Bam. So smart. So easy. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs. It's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now, the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy's being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head on over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now. Don't miss this historic event with Lech Walesa.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Shop Furlow Mattress's Mega Mattress Sale. Get additional savings on top of our factory direct pricing. That's double the savings on your new mattress. Plus, save even more when you upgrade to an adjustable base. At Furlow, all of our mattresses are locally crafted and backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in and get savings on top of savings during Furlow's Mega Mattress Sale. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog.
I want a puppy program. Like Ghislaine Maxwell gets
you
in
have
and they're
one.
Club fed. I want my own puppy program. Wow, yippee, oh, yippee. Okay. It's my new favorite meme. Canada must feel like they live in an apartment above a meth lab. It's true.
You?
They're like, keep it down there, you lunatics.
Kind of been going around for about 8 years now.
Look and call her online, too. She's two musicals in one. She's Annie in Oklahoma. Wow.
Wow.
The sun will come out tomorrow in Oklahoma where the wind comes sleeping down the... Hi, Annie.
Hey, I'm going to steal that. Is that all right?
Yep,
sure.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
You're two musicals. Go ahead.
Well, this is a little dark. Okay. Y'all were talking yesterday, or I'm sorry, maybe the day before, about Mossad and how Medvedev had, he said that Mossad had
compromise.
Tape on Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. Compromise. Yeah, video.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong. Of Donald abusing girls in those countries, because why would he stop at American girls and women?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
so gross, and I really hope I'm wrong, but I don't think people would care about the P tape because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's pretty ridiculous, but I think that Putin and Mossad have tape of Trump abusing girls.
Yeah, well, that's just the desperation of this cover-up, Annie, seems to tell you that there is some, whatever it is maybe, you're right, bad beyond what any of us are even imagining right now. People are speculating lots of stuff. Annie, like, you know, did girls die on that island? Like, you know, who knows? This was, you know, 1,000 girls systematically, children systematically raped over how many years. I know what you're thinking, Christian. We would like a update in the war on pierogies as it relates to former Epstein lawyer Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
He's at it again.
Oh,
Alan
God.
Dershowitz was yelled out of a farmer's market in Martha's Vineyard that's just a Wednesday. After he again tried to...
He hasn't been yelled out of Martha's Vineyard, period.
After he once again tried to convince a food vendor into selling him pierogies, 1 week after he threatened to sue a bigoted vendor for refusing to serve him, Dershowitz returned to the scene on Wednesday in a second failed attempt at securing Polish dumplings, which are delicious.
They
and
are.
I say that as a Polak whose mother made pierogies all the time. They are delicious.
They are delicious.
So I have to give him credit for his pierogi persistence.
But at this point, isn't it just harassment of said pierogi seller?
Yes, it has gone from pierogi persistence to pierogi harassment. You are correct. Correct, sir.
And I never had a pierogi until I moved to Chicago, and I found out that they're delicious.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of them.
Oh, okay. Rugli, real quick. The president is dancing on the roof of the White House. People are being shot on military bases. Thank God all of those people are okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Sections of the Constitution are disappearing from official government sites. Masked and heavily armed militias are arresting workers at a Home Depot. The vice president is meeting with top officials on how to cover up a scandal. Welcome to Trump's America. So much to talk to hero of democracy, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass about next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin got a new state Supreme Court justice last week. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is running for re-election and liberal Dane County Judge Chris Taylor is challenging her. The court will either maintain its liberal majority if Bradley wins, or that majority could grow if Taylor wins. Now, Justice Brian Hagedorn says he will likely run again when his term is up. That election would be all the way in 2028. He told Upfront there are important elections coming before that. Meanwhile, federal authorities have not changed their minds about prosecuting Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
Almost 200,000 people have been deactivated from Wisconsin's voter rolls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says more than 192,000 people had their registration deactivated after not voting in the last 4 years and not responding to a mailer from the agency regarding their registration. Fewer than 10,000 of the voters who got that mailer then responded to stay registered. Administrator Megan Wolf says the deactivation is part of a legally required maintenance process to ensure the integrity of the state's voter database. Now, this doesn't mean the folks on that list cannot vote in the next election. It just means they have to re-register the next time they want to cast a ballot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday. Otherwise, sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s. Right now, it's 74.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Friday show, Judy Davidoff will join us from Isthmus talking about the latest issue, and we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Plus, Rocker's going to join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Ah!
has a problem with people of color, period. I don't care how many black MAGA out there with their hats. I want to be clear, when we look at who it is that he's kicking out of this country is people of color. When we look at who he always disrespects and says that they are low IQ, even though when you look at his cabinet, this has to be the most incompetent cabinet we have ever had in the history of this country.
Yep. Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Chris, who is America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
That's right, including this one.
I love LA.
We love it. Good morning.
Right. We love LA.
Yes.
Good morning, Mayor Karen Bass. I couldn't wait to talk to you because I'm sure you can hardly contain your joy that Trump just assigned himself as the White House chair of the LA Olympics task force. I imagine you're quite thrilled.
Exactly. But you know what, though? I was not surprised in the least. The minute that he talked about doing a task force, which was right after the inauguration,
right.
He had talked about it. There was only one person who I thought would be in charge.
Yeah, of course.
Because who else in authoritarianism? You know, and you've obviously been posting about the Olympics, and it just... It is, I don't even know what to say. Like, we're obviously, like you talked about, we were, you know, it's the anniversary of the 84 Olympics here, which we were all so proud of. And wow, what a different environment to try to have an Olympics here in America. And just talk about the challenges a little bit.
Exactly. Although one thing that is similar that I had certainly forgotten was that we were in the midst of a terrible recession when the Olympics happened in 84. And one of the controversies was, wasn't a lot of competition around the world. I mean, the Olympics was kind of straddling as to how it was going to go forward. Mayor Bradley and his vision and Peter Uberoff pulled off the most successful Olympics at the time.
Are you concerned? I think, what's the number, Chris, we've heard? I mean, we have lost billions of dollars in tourism because of Trump's policies. Are you concerned on the impact on the Olympics?
100%. But let me just tell you, Stephanie, I'm concerned about the impact.
Yeah.
The Olympics is 3 years away. The World Cup is 11 months. And, you know, during the raids, there was a big soccer match, a really important soccer match at the Rose Bowl. And I understand they were down 34% in attendance.
Well,
so I'm worried that, you know, the immigration stuff so close to what's happening right now.
Mayor, you know, we can see it and feel it. Our regular Carlos Alzraki is a huge soccer fan, and he's talking about the attendance at the games, and there's no food vendors and music and culture and everything. You know, the joy. I mean, he literally is trying to suck the joy, you know, out of this city. And I gotta hand it to you. You talked about, you know, another win for Los Angeles tonight. 1,000 more troops are retreating. You said Los Angeles stood strong and we won. You can't just snatch people off the streets based on a appearance. The court knows that. The people know that. And now this administration knows that. So talk a little bit about the Ninth Circuit court ruled in our favor. It's a temporary restraining order to stop unconstitutional and reckless raids. So that's been upheld. What happens next? Are they appealing?
Well, a couple of things. You know, it was very, very much a victory. ACLU, public counsel, Los Angeles City officially joined a little later. That called out the racial profile, that called out the randomness of what they were doing. And so we were really fortunate to have gotten that great decision. Remember, a couple of months before that, Gavin, the exact opposite happened to Gavin because of the judges that were appointed. So two things is there is a court hearing to determine whether the temporary restraining order stays in place in late September and or the administration can immediately appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
However, here's my concern. What happened yesterday raises the question as to whether or not the administration will follow the temporary restraining order, because they conducted another raid yesterday. And now they have to prove, at least I hope they have to prove, that it was not random. But looking at the video, I can't see that it was anything but jumping out of a truck and connecting people through Home Depot. That's what they were doing before.
Yeah, absolutely. I just lost my headphones for part of that, but everything you say is smart. Even hearing just the end of it.
That is my Home
the
Depot.
Truck, yeah.
That is
right.
Home Depot.
Yes,
oh,
no, I've heard.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I no, Mayor, we say this to you. I'm not, I mean, I am a suck up. You know that. But I want to say, you are really, we're ground zero here in LA, and you are really modeling how to fight back against this fascism, this authoritarianism. I think Governor Pritzker's doing it. Gavin Newsom's doing it. But, you know, thank you, because it inspires the rest of us to fight, that you are modeling how to fight and win against this authoritarian takeover. Just go ahead.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, to me, the beauty in such a tragedy, and it really is. I mean, you have families that I'm worried about whether they will fall into homelessness because one or two more wage earners is not there. But the beauty part of it was how strong our city stood together.
Yeah.
Across neighborhoods, across race, across class, everybody stood together. And I, you know, feel very, very good about that.
Let me just say, I went to, took a friend out to breakfast yesterday. I went for it was about an hour walk there and back through Hollywood. And you said homelessness is down for the second time in a row in Los Angeles. And I can tell you just from yesterday and from riding my bike all over this city that you're doing an amazing, noticeable job. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this isn't a yesterday issue for you. You've been talking about it when you were in Congress. Talk about how you're doing what you're doing.
Sure. And as you know, Stephanie, it is the reason I ran, because of the humanitarian crisis in my hometown. Yeah. And the idea that people live in squalor in the nation's second largest city is just unacceptable. Yes, homelessness is down 50% in Hollywood. We made a concerted effort around the encampments, and we cleared a massive encampment last week in Van Nuys. I've been to refugee camps around the world. I'd never seen anything that bad.
Yeah.
People were living in such dangerous conditions, and we were able to get everybody housed. They're housed in different motels, and that's why homelessness is down for the second year in a row. You know, interesting to me, in this county, they really didn't pay attention to street homelessness.
Yeah.
And to me, people living on the street is the humanitarian crisis that is an emergency in our city.
And we can solve big problems like this. And, you know, you're proving that. I saved one tweet for you. Trump will end up deporting the same number of migrants per year as Biden or Obama, but he will spend 10 times as much doing it. He will do it with abject cruelty, without due process, and using military force, something that no president has done. And that's what you're fighting back against here in L.A. It's just it's the cruelty and expense with which they're, I don't know what this, occupation of L.A. cost us as taxpayers. Do you?
No. Oh, God. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I know that. And then just abuse of our young women and men who serve. You know, I say all the time, because I think Angelenos are not that familiar with the circumstances of the National Guard, but that's part time.
Yeah.
They're working, going to school, and living their lives, and they're pulled away from that, sometimes losing their jobs and setting their education back and disrupting their families for a deployment that was not necessary.
And I thought it was quite extraordinary that many of them spoke out, not anonymously, about the ridiculousness of their role here. And, you know, the same thing that you were saying, like, they're not doing anything, you know, that they're sent here. They knew it was ridiculous.
Well, it was thousands of them. And what you saw in front of both federal buildings, you know, the one downtown in Westwood, you know, you probably saw 100. So you have thousands of young men and women who were playing video games and doing absolutely nothing in a base outside of Los Angeles as a political stunt and as a warning shot to cities all over the country. If we can get away with this in the nation's second largest city, we're coming for you next.
Yeah.
I think that's a terrible message to send to the other cities around the country.
And it seems like every day the president says something either breathtakingly racist or cruel or some combination. I mean, this thing about farm work, because we know we've got, you know, crops rotting in the fields here. I mean, this is going to affect our economy. And he says, I don't even know what he's talking about. He basically found a way of wedging in inner city blacks are lazy with, you know, only immigrants or what did he say, designed genetically to pick crops. Or you just like it takes your breath away. I mean, just, yeah. You know.
But, you know, I think one thing that's important to recognize is that the cruelty is so calculated and intentional.
Yes.
And the purpose of the cruelty is to discourage people from coming. But many of the people that are being picked up have been living lives here for decades. And, you know, this small minority or the quote unquote violent criminals. The overwhelming majority of them had no criminal background, no arrest record at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's yeah, you're right. The cruelty is the point, and I think they think it's funny. This latest story, DHS confirmed a new partnership with the Indiana government to expand detention space for people arrested by ICE. Christy Noem called it Speedway Slammer because it's, you know, near Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Well, you had to have Indianapolis Motor Speedway disavow this and say we're communicating our preference that our intellectual property not be used moving forward in relation to this matter. You know, Speedway Slammer, Alligator Alcatraz, it's not funny. It's cruel. And they're, you know, turning it into like a punchline.
But nothing to me is more cruel than what they did in the first administration of stealing babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time because I don't want people to ever forget these children, but there's about 1,000 of them that were never reunited with their parents, and we don't know where they are because they didn't take proper records in the very beginning.
Yeah.
They didn't get organized until a couple of months in.
Yeah. So as a, you know, a leader that is modeling, you know, the resistance here in L.A., I got to ask you about, you know, the Governor Newsom's, Governor Pritzker's of the world, because this one, Texas Governor Dan Patrick goes on Fox News and says the Democrats need to come back and let Republicans gerrymander 5 districts for Trump because, quote, we're a red state. We deserve more representation. According to Independent Voter Project, there are 8 million registered Democrats in Texas, 6.5 million Republicans. They only look like a red state because of this this stuff. I've said it a million times. It's not a red state. It's a voter suppression state. And I'm glad that many Democrats like Newsom out here are saying no more, you know?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I'm going to use that. Perfect description.
Right. But I mean, I'm glad that, there, you know, we are finally fighting fire with fire. Gavin Newsom, right, is saying, you know what? We'll gerrymander every 52 districts. I mean, I think we've got to. Every Democrat, as you know, voted to ban gerrymandering. Every Republican voted against it. It's like, okay, well, then, you know, they're crying because now two are playing at this game, right?
Right. I mean, solidifying their power. And I think that it's really important that the public understand what that means. Because in Congress, as you well know, when you are in the minority, you virtually are powerless. Your only power is to delay things in the House. In the Senate, you can stop a few things, but you can't necessarily proactively get something done. And so then the public is very frustrated with Democrats. Why can't they do blah, blah, blah? Why can't they do blah, blah? You have to be in the majority. Yeah. Minority leader, or Democratic leader, rather, Hakeem Jeffries, he can't even go on the floor of the House and speak unless they turn on the mics that they control.
Yeah.
So it's not that the Democrats aren't doing anything. It's the consequences of the minority, which is why everybody's got to turn out in these midterms. We can't just be we can't just go vote when it's sexy because it's a presidential. We have
to
vote every single election.
Yeah. And can we just say, like, this is a different, we and I have been talking for many, many years. This is a different fight that we've been in. And, you know, Rachel Maddow said it, like, we are in an authoritarian state. We can't just warn about it anymore. We're in it. Our mission now is how do we get out of it? I mean, as relates to ICE and what's happening here in L.A., White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller has publicly floated the idea of suspending habeas corpus to aid Trump's efforts to arrest and deport immigrants. The Section 9 from Article 1 of the Constitution disappeared from the Library of Congress's Constitution webpage. Officials in Trump's government were quietly telling staff the deletions were just a technical glitch. Well, everything they say at this point is a lie, but they just don't think any laws apply to them, right?
Well, and that was my concern about yesterday. You know, you have a court decision, and then you have what looks exactly the same as happened before the court decision. So, you know what? I don't think any of us realize, because we never questioned it, I don't think we realize that the only thing, that the glue that holds our country together, is adherence to the rule of law. And we never fathomed the idea that somebody would not.
I got to tell you, George Conway, who we've had on the, you know, a former Republican lawyer, he made a chilling prediction. He said Trump will at some point defy the Supreme Court.
Hasn't that happened already?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, that's the thing, is you just go, what happens when we get to the enforcement part of our laws in this country?
Right.
So, anyway, I want to thank you for your post. You said Vice President Kamala Harris has always made our city, state, and nation proud, and there is no doubt in my mind whatever she does next will be rooted in service for the people. Thank you, Madam Vice President, for your continued dedication and commitment to remain in the fight for freedom and justice for us all.
That's right.
I mean, it's a great loss to California that she won't run for governor, but, you know, I'm still hopeful that maybe she will get in for 2028. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I can only imagine all that is swirling around her. I look forward to her book coming out.
Yeah.
I think she has so many options out there, and it's going to be very, very interesting, because just think, the presidential race begins the day after the midterm.
Yeah, yeah. Mayor Bass, might you mention to her of all her options when promoting her book that the Stephanie Miller Show would be the very, very best?
I will.
Okay, thanks so much. We love L.A. and we love our mayor, Karen Bass, hero of democracy. Thanks so much, Madam Mayor. See you next time.
Thank you very much.
There she goes.
Bye-bye.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show, you know, a little quid pro quo there.
Well, you know.
This portion of the show brought you
scratching backs.
brought to you by you, waking up sick. You know how you hate that. You know your body. You're like, oh, man, this is going to suck. You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor gets to see you this month maybe, wait 2 hours in the urgent care, right, sit there with other people, you go in with the ick, you come out with the dreck, and maybe even something else. Horribly bad.
Whoa.
Oof. Here's what I do. I open my medical emergency kit, match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right away. This is not a first aid kit. They hook you up with a doctor right away. These are doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy while you have the ick and the dreck, and you're like, I'm going to have to wait. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school, because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles. Find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been explaining the basics of fair redistricting and unfair gerrymandering this week. Who does the redistricting, and how can that encourage fair maps and curb partisan and racial gerrymandering? In the majority of states, partisan legislative subcommittees draw redistricting maps. Because redistricting is so sophisticated and data-intensive, legislators often hire outside contractors and, all too often, data specialists from the majority party's national headquarters. In some states, advisory commissions are appointed by the governor and leaders of both parties. Sometimes it's all politicians, or in the case of Virginia and New York, a mix of political appointees and citizens. Such commissions can make map recommendations, but those recommendations are subject to change and often ignored by the legislature. For fair and competitive maps, constitutionally mandated independent citizen redistricting commissions in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Michigan, and Montana have had the most success. Citizens registered as Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters are usually appointed in equal numbers and are required to follow redistricting best practices, including public input. In some cases, such commissions have unwound decades of rigged maps, which is why anti-voter politicians work so hard to stop them. We have details on all these redistricting models at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This portion of the show brought to you by Zippo!
Zippo!
Okay, I feel like yelling, Opa, right after that. But the point is, stop snoring. Yes, you want to stop. You know, you don't want to smash.
No.
You want to smash your CPAP mask. Because you don't like, hoses strapped to your face all night. No, you want to stop snoring now, right? If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop is Zippo. Zippah. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. No more getting nudged awake for snoring, sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling groggy and tired during all day. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP later. Zippah. Happy Z, spelled backwards. I don't know why I like that much. Okay, get 20% off and free shipping right now. My special discount at ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. Type in SNORE at ZYPPAH.com. 57 minutes after the hour. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely Stephanie. Yeah. Sorry, I got mixed up between. you know, I think I'm having a mental health issue because I just realized, you know.
Aren't we all? You know what? You're having a mental health, health issue if you're not having one right now.
And to the latest pile, let me add, now I don't know if you've already reported this, but did you know, speaking of pedophiles, that Ross William Albrecht, who's the owner of Silk Road, infamously for, child pornography, he was spent a life over 10 years ago, of course, and his administration pardon him. His mother coincidentally happened to give Trump $1 million.
All right, honey, we're back to the Sports Illustrated speakerphone, sadly. So we were just
he was in a bad cell.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
I caught that though.
So got it. Bella's fright. She's her little Gen Z girl. Just they edit the words together automatically.
I heard it too.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yes, as we keep mentioning, Article 1, Section 9 and 10 of the Constitution, the parts that limit presidential power and protect habeas corpus, just vanished from Congress's website. They're calling it a coding error. I'm calling it a warning. When pieces of the Constitution start disappearing, your rights are next. That's what I'm saying. Fight, fight.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he hopes to meet next week with President Trump. The suggestion that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky might also take part in discussions about Ukraine has been dismissed by the Kremlin. The White House tariffs have now kicked in. Taxes on as many as 90 countries facing tariffs of at least 10%, but some as high as 40%. And says ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott.
The president also says more tariffs could be on the way, including across-the-board tariffs on semiconductors and chips, a move that could drive up prices even more for electronics, appliances, and cars.
The Israeli cabinet is meeting today as protests against the Netanyahu government take place outside. Netanyahu set to ask the cabinet to approve plans for the IDF to gradually seize all of Gaza City. The investigation continues at Fort Stewart, Georgia, where 5 soldiers were shot and wounded yesterday. The Army, by a sergeant, who was tackled by other soldiers. This is ABC News.